New murals will soon adorn walls at four different MARTA stations. In a city increasingly decorated with public art, this may not seem like such a big deal. But those behind En Route, as the project is called, say these murals are just the start of a series of improvements that will integrate art, community, and transit in Atlanta. We talked with the people in charge. The first station to get the mural treatment will be this one.
The next station is King Memorial.
The Sweet Auburn District, which is home to the King Memorial Station, as well as surrounding neighborhoods, already sport quite a few pieces of public art. Amanda Rhine, the Senior Director of Transit-Oriented Development, says MARTA wanted to get in on that.
We have a huge wall on the northern facade of the station that provides a great opportunity for incorporating public art. And I've seen across the city some really beautiful murals. More and more murals are coming to Atlanta. So we really wanted to figure out how we could be part of that.
What they did was to partner with the arts group Wonder Root. Wonder Root's more or less the authority on projects like the one MARTA wanted to do, actively involving citizens, often in underprivileged neighborhoods, in creating their own public art with the goal of building community.
And transit stations, public transit stations, are a great place for that to happen.
This is Chris Appleton, Wonder Root's director.
As our whole region is talking about the role that public transit needs to play in the further city building that happens here in our communities.
The other stations planned for the project are Hamilton E. Holmes near Westview, Oakland City in the West End, and a fourth yet-to-be-named station. As far as creating the actual murals, Wonder Root has tapped visual artist Fahamu Peku. You might know him from his recent exhibit at Atlanta's High Museum. His work has also shown recently at museums and galleries in Paris and New York. But even more than his renown, Appleton says they chose Fahamu Peku for his commitment to community engagement.
If it was a piece of art that was just plopped down onto the wall, Fahamu's a talented painter, and I'm sure aesthetically it would be pleasing to look at. But we're looking at the overall sort of success of the artwork, and its place is important, its context is important, and we cannot get all those things without real buy-in from the local stakeholders.
So rather than simply painting all the murals himself, Peku will actually lead teams of artists from each neighborhood to create them, which will hopefully lead to this buy-in Appleton talks about. The endorsement of people who live, work, and ride in and around these train stations matters because this project is about a lot more than placing art on station walls. It's about improving the neighborhoods around them.
We have an opportunity to help to begin to reimagine some of the stations along MARTA's routes that maybe will take a little longer to redevelop, that we have to do some extra outreach and community engagement, that they deserve some special attention.
Odetta McLeish-White is with Transformation Alliance, a group of organizations aimed at integrating affordable housing with transit in Atlanta. MARTA and Wonder Root are also part of the alliance. They see the mural program as the first step in a larger project, which will include redeveloping many of the large unused parking lots around these stations. Those projects are still a year or so down the line. In the meantime, McLeish-White says she doesn't believe slapping some murals down in MARTA stations will fix everything.
You're not going to suddenly see lots of retail development in those places, but I really think it's the starting point. It's that sparking moment.
Wonder Root's Chris Appleton says he sees another kind of potential here, too. He hopes that the En Route Murals project will set an example for the great things that can happen when art, transit, and development work together.
As people are increasingly moving back into the urban core, we want to be sure that art and artists are at the tables with planners, with developers, with community designers. As city building is happening, art and artists can really increase the likelihood that it is done so in thriving ways that make for a better Atlanta for all people.
The first of the planned murals at King Memorial Station holds its initial community meeting later this month. That mural is set to be unveiled in April 2016, with the other three to follow later that year. Kate Sweeney, WABE.